In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just like, ironically, all of Trump's other chiefs of staff. I don't know, Lee. I don't know how you read this interview with Vanity Fair and come off with anything other than the idea that Susie Wiles hates Donald Trump, hates most of the staff, has utter contempt for them, and was trying to do the maximum level of tongue-in-cheek political damage. And a lot of folks, you know, even this morning I was listening to some of the shows, like, oh, she shouldn't have talked to them. Well, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, you should have looked out for that pothole. But when you trip over the same pothole 11 times, at some point it becomes hard to explain. I mean, she talked to them 11 times. And take a listen, Byron York, Lee, pointing out Who this Vanity Fair reporter is. Susie Wiles is a lot of things. I think she's a nasty human being for doing this, but she's not dumb.
Vanity Fair was invited into the White House. The photographer went, the reporter went, the top officials in the White House, the Vice President, J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, Susie Wiles, Stephen Miller, Carolyn Leavitt, they all there. They posed for pictures and all talked to Vanity Fair. And Susie Wiles talked to Vanity Fair 11 times over the course of a year. So she can complain that it's misleading and out of context, but what did she expect going into this?
So this is a self-inflicted PR wound.
Absolutely. She knew what she was doing. And Joe Concha, look, when you talk to, this is him on Fox News this morning, when you talk to this particular reporter.
Vanity Fair, look, is overwhelmingly anti-Trump. And the person who interviewed Susie Wiles here for Vanity Fair, his name is Chris Whipple. Now, let me give you his resume. Former MSNBC, NPR, and 60 Minutes contributor slash producer. So Wiles's argument here is valid when you look at the body of work from those three so-called news organizations. And just read Whipple's book on the 2024 presidential campaign. It's a anti-Trump manifesto.
Come on. Oh, boy. This is Susie Wiles beginning the distancing act for herself, either because she's going to have a book coming out, or I think you're going to see her likely before the 26th election, midterm election. She's either going to be working as a highly paid commentator for MSNBC, CNN, or one of the other liberal networks.
Maybe it's time for Trump to bring Ivanka back into the fold.
Somebody, anybody.
Gee.
And I'm going to run through some of her hits in the next hour because she had an absolute strategy in how she did this. And by the way, yes, she's put out a statement defending herself, saying it was taken out of context, but she has not denied a single one of these clips, these quotes. And the reporter is now running around playing the clips for people, saying, no, I mean, here I have her. I mean, I did not misquote her. He didn't. She wanted this. And there was a very specific pattern to what she did here. She not only distanced herself, she did it in a way to, one, make sure to protect the deep state. She did real legal damage to Trump's cases against Comey and Letitia James and probably the rest of the deep state because, I mean, you already have Letitia James' attorney rightly this morning. It's what I would do if I were an attorney saying, we're gonna bring this into court. She's saying that this is retribution. Comey's attorney will do the same. So will anyone else from the deep state, including Brennan and Bolton and all of them. They'll drag this in. Susie Wiles knows that. So she gets a hit in where she protects the deep state. I mean, this is evil, evil stuff this woman did. She is way too smart. If there was one offhand comment, you know, where she maybe went a little too far, got a little too friendly with a reporter, I'd be like, well, maybe she wasn't thinking. I mean, 11 interviews, you're bound to make a mistake, right? But come on. I mean, Elon Musk is a vowed ketamine user. His actions weren't rational. I mean, she's slamming Doge.
Yeah.
His action left her aghast. Did you use that word? That's a pretty definitive word.
Yeah.
Aghast. Doesn't leave a lot of room for error, no matter what the context is. And at this point, I don't even care. Donald Trump has an alcoholic's personality. She attributes, this is from Vanity Fair, her ability to work for Mr. Trump to growing up with an alcoholic father, the sportscaster Pat Summerall. High-functioning alcoholics or alcoholics in general, their personalities are exaggerated when they drink, she said. And so I'm a little bit of an expert in big personalities. Well, Mr. Trump does not drink, she said. He has an alcoholic's personality and operates with a view that there's nothing he can't do. Nothing, zero, nothing. We all know what an alcoholic is like. They're not rational. They don't make great decisions. Come on. She knew what she was doing. But this is the devastating stuff because this is going to be used in every one of these deep state cases. Ms. Wiles confided in Mr. Whipple in March that she had told Mr. Trump that his presidency was not supposed to be a retribution tour. Wow. I can't write that better if I'm a screenwriter for MSNBC and they're reading it off the prompter. Yeah. Retribution tour. We're going to hear those words in court.
Mm-hmm.
They may cost this prosecutions. We have a loose agreement that the score settling will end before the first 90 days are over, she said. When that did not happen by August, Susie Wiles told the reporter, Mr. Whipple, that, quote, I don't think he's on a retribution tour, but said that he is aiming at people who did bad things. In some cases, it may look like retribution, and there may be an element of that from time to time. Who would blame him, not me? You are undermining your legal case against him. And again, we already have Abby Lowell, ironically Hunter Biden's attorney, who's also the attorney for Letitia James, saying, look, this whole thing's been retribution. He's going to use it in court. I would. She did that on purpose. This is maximum level damage.
And of course, none of the prosecution of Donald Trump was any type of political retribution.
And you know, she looks dumb. Yet you're right. Saying that today is we're finding out the absolute outrage of the fact the Mar-a-Lago raid was based on the word of one person and that what they said was not corroborated. That's not enough for a raid.
No.
Not what they did. She looks like an idiot. There's no there, in other words.
Even the biblical standard is you must have two to testify against you.
Yeah. And look, it's not even the biblical standard. It's the standard of the Washington office of the FBI, which is why these agents were like, oh, we don't want to do this. They got overrode. They were afraid they were going to get blamed. You can't do that. Especially not when you're tampering with evidence, which they did and lied about in court. She knows that. She knows there's a there. I mean, when you and she's talking about Comey, she's like, she makes sure to name Comey.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I mean, wait, hold on, honey. You mean James Comey? The guy who wrote in an email directing his friend, the professor, to leak classified data, which is a felony? And then telling Congress, no, I never authorized the leak of classified data. We have him writing it. Susie Wiles, no, those are documented crimes. They're so badly that in yesterday's edition of this show, the judge knows they got to get rid of that evidence. Remember, the judge has ordered that that evidence be destroyed. The evidence be destroyed. You don't order evidence to be destroyed if there's no evidence. Susie Wiles knows this. That's what makes this so evil when you look at, okay, what did she say? Because before I went and read it, I was like, well, okay, maybe she, you know, it's kind of dumb, but our side does it. I mean, heck, Trump does it. Trump gives interviews to people he shouldn't talk to.
No.
So I thought it'd be that. But then when I saw this and the very pointed nature of it to do the maximum level of damage, just unbelievable. I mean, and then volunteering, oh, Trump's in the Epstein documents. Lee, I think there's a good chance those documents don't come out tomorrow because I don't see how they would just be laying around.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump can procure them if he wants to. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But why would Comey's little girl leave him laying around? Why would Comey leave him laying around? They wouldn't.
No.
If Trump's not in them, but a lot of other Democrats are, and you know they are because Dick Durbin blocked their release in the Senate. They're not going to leave him laying around. And if Trump can't produce him tomorrow and your own chief of staff is saying he's in him, Katie, bar the door. It's bad. It is really bad what she did here. Now, look, is he going to recover from this? Yes. Trump is like a cat dropped off a 15-story building, okay?
Always lands on his feet.
Yeah, you know, and like you'll be like, wow, it only broke like one claw. How'd that happen? I don't know. But the fall is always very scary. You know what I'm saying? He's going to land
twisting
on his feet.
Twisting and turning in the wind.
Exactly. And look, you know, I was reading a great piece about how it took Ronald Reagan 2 full years to fix Jimmy Carter's mess. And it was a roller coaster economically. It did not end right away, right? Trump's going to do the same. It's going to be great.
He was recovering from a gunshot wound during that. So
yeah, I know. Which seems to be a Republican tradition, apparently. But I mean, yeah, so, but all that going on, I mean, she slammed all of the key parts of the Trump administration, Lee. It was bad. And if you look at this tactically and politically and like who she's hurting here, the worst one, I think, is the damage she did to J.D. Vance. Because what she gave, she knows this, what she gave them is going to be used by the Democrats. Because remember, J.D. Vance, when Trump comes down the escalator, and J.D. Vance immediately calls him a Nazi, right?
Yeah.
And switched sides later, but he was opposed to his immigration, right?
And he's totally talked about that.
And he has. But when you have Susie Wiles saying that his switch, his conversion from Trump critic to ally was based not on principle, but was political. Why would you say that?
Yeah.
You are trying to gut him ahead of 28. That's why.
Yeah.
Because who does he need? The very people that are not showing up right now in New Jersey, they're not showing up in Virginia. And that's why Trump lost those states by 5 and 6 points, and Republicans running there now are losing them by 15. They don't show up in, unless Trump is on that ballot. We don't know if they'll show up for J.D. Vance. She put that in that interview so it could be reused by Democrats to suppress that turnout. Yeah. Trump wins with Democrats, ex-Democrats who live in trailer parks and haven't seen the light of day in 15 years, but they come out to vote for him. And she did that to gut J.D. Vance.
Well, it's interesting that she also made reference to him as being a fan of conspiracy theories. But the thing is, what has been proven to be right almost all the time? The conspiracy theories.
Yeah, her saying that, too, really just shows she's a member of the political class. Yeah. Conspiracy theory is what we are not, a truth we are not allowed to speak of
exactly,
yet.
Exactly, yeah.
And so if you...
It's not that it didn't happen, it's just that we're not allowed to speak of it.
If you abide by the lie and, you know, you are faithful to it, then you're one of them. And then she's signaling that she is. She is one of them. I mean, think about who was the biggest victim of conspiracy theories. It was Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
Hoaxes and conspiracy theories by the left. So, you know. But anyway, prediction. They have needed a political assassin for a while. The last one they managed to hire what is that guy's name? For MSNBC, former head of the RNC.
Michael Steele.
Yeah, Michael Steele. And he sounds like a Democrat now. Yeah. I'm telling you, I just don't know what the network is yet. She's going to be on a network acting as a political assassin against us, definitely by 28, but probably by the midterms, where she will be ensconced and well-paid to remind you what a traitor J.D. Vance is, to make sure that probably the most formidable candidate we have can't get those votes out. And she's just cleansing herself of the Trump administration to begin that transition. You could see it in the piece.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.